Welcome back to Right Side Radio. I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Allison Sinclair and JP. So JP has put together a spectacular montage for us, lovingly called Clown World. JP?
Tell you what, in my time...
All right, we got to restart it.
Okay.
All right,
here we go.
Brian Cole Jr., a 30-year-old white man from the D.C. suburbs.
Stop the cap.
This creates danger. And I'll tell you what, in my time on this, I'd never seen this before. People driving my house by my house and using the R word.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
The number of students who are registered as having a disability is skyrocketing at prestigious universities in the U.S. Some of the more unusual accommodations, such as students with social anxiety getting exemptions from being called on by their professors to answer questions, and one administrator at a public college in California says a student there got permission to bring their mother to class.
I want my mommy!
Protect illegal immigrants or protect homeless veterans?
Protect illegal immigrants.
Why?
I just feel like the veterans need to fend for themselves, and you know what? We need to save our illegal immigrants. You know what I mean?
But they're illegal immigrants.
Okay. They deserve everything that anyone else does, especially they deserve more than any veteran, in my opinion.
You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
And reminding our officers of their duty to intervene. So if there is anything that is, a violation of someone's human rights or civil rights, excessive force or anything like that, they absolutely have a duty to intervene as police officers.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
I was so entertained, I didn't write anything down. Like, I can't even remember what was in that.
Okay, so illegal immigrants should fend for themselves. I mean, veterans should fend for themselves.
I am going to give little girl that needs some more clothes the benefit of the doubt.
I bet it was cold and she forgot herself for a minute.
No, I'm thinking she doesn't know what a veteran is.
You think?
Possibly.
I mean, I don't know what she... I don't know how you choose the anything that has illegal before the name anyway, but like surely she just didn't know what she was saying.
Hope not, but just think about what's coming out of our high schools. They don't know. I'm sorry, but they don't. Mm.
I think we need to replay the first clip again to reminisce on that one.
That one was hilarious. Can you do that?
That's not it.
Brian Cole Jr., a 30-year-old white man from the D.C. suburbs.
30-year-old
white man from the D.C. suburbs.
Okay.
Does that look like a white man to you? 30-year-old white man.
He is dark white.
Yeah, he's he said it with a straight face. Jake Tapper.
Straight face. That's a white man.
But that picture was not, this is what's so bad, is that picture was not up when Jake was saying that.
The editor superimposed it on there, yeah.
Yeah, and so Jake is literally reporting, I don't know if he knew it or not, but they were okay with just putting out there that he was white.
You know why?
Because
he, in their world, this is very racist, had a white name.
Yeah, you know?
Oh.
Okay, what's funny, though, is when I originally saw the clip of Jake Tapper saying that, I wondered if this was an old clip from like when around the time it happened in the first place. But no, they literally, the rest of the clip is him saying Brian Cole was arrested today. So this was a clip from yesterday where after he was arrested, it was known who the guy was and that he was not a white man. And yet CNN either A, didn't care, or B, is so bad at reporting, they actually thought he was a white man.
I think they're bad at reporting and thought he was a white man. I mean, unless they go back and correct it. Do you think they'll correct it?
I haven't seen any corrections so far.
This would be the...
But maybe this is why the Biden FBI didn't go after him in the first place. Because it's people like the ones that work at CNN that were in the FBI.
Oh, for sure. Oh,
so they're all
absolutely
racist?
Yes, because he didn't fit the narrative. And how in the world could we arrest him?
No, I'm saying they're all racist because his name's Brian Cole.
Well, I'm just suggesting to you that... They thought
they were looking for a white guy.
Yeah.
And the whole time they were looking for a dark white guy.
Yeah. Like, oh, my word. Sorry. That was my husband. Sorry.
So there was that one. There was Tim Walz saying that people were driving by his house saying the R word after Trump called him
Sorry. Did y'all see Elon Musk repost that the somebody that said, look, being a retard doesn't mean you're mentally handicapped. It means you're stupid and you don't know what's going on in the world, basically. And so he was basically saying, Tim Walz, yeah, you fit the description.
Sorry. Yeah, when people say that, they're not actually talking about...
No, they're not talking about people Down who syndrome. Are... Yeah, no. There's a word, and it actually means you are... I'm not saying people are... that they are retarded in their growth. You can be special and have that as your gift the Lord has given you, intellectual handicap, whatever. Or you can be retarded, like the building of the home was retarded by rain. It didn't happen because the rain got in the way. So you can do both things. You can say both things, and Tim doesn't know.
She was holding it in for so long.
She did.
Why did you look at me?
But I mean, really, Tim, people have been restrained. Bless that man.
He said it like people are doing drive-bys at my house.
They're shooting at me.
You guys call
I've never seen this before.
Hitler and Nazis and racist and homophobes and bigots. And you have one word you do not like. And oh my goodness.
My family and I are having to duck below windows, cover each other from the drive-bys.
Pew, 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 pew.
Have y'all seen that South Park?
Bless it.
I wish we could play it.
No, we
I don't
can't,
trust
can't.
Playing clips no. of Allison Ventura.
No. there's no cuss words, but it's there. The boys get called into like a, like they're being interrogated.
From the new principal.
I can't remember what it is, but anyway, they're talking about what makes you a gay retard. It's hysterical.
I've seen that clip, yeah.
I've never seen
it. We might have to play it sometime. Their whole point is we don't really mean you're actually gay, and we don't really mean you're actually retarded. It means, and it's talking about how people drive.
Yeah. And anyway. We can't play that because I know now it doesn't say gay, so it's another word.
Yeah.
What does it say?
Oh, no. Mm-mm. No. Nope, nope, nope. We're going to leave that discussion right there.
It doesn't say.
No.
It says the other word.
Mm-hmm. What's the other word?
Allison, we're going to talk about it in the break.
Okay, so there was that one.
Okay,
and then there was the one after it was it the kids having their moms come to class?
All right, listen. Sometimes that's not a bad idea when you're in college and maybe, I don't know, I'm kidding. Yes, in California, somebody had special accommodations to bring their mom to class.
The funniest part, and if you...
The news people were hilarious about
that story. Well, I was going to say, the funniest part, if you couldn't see it, I kind of hate it because the news anchor, the guy, I would say is clearly probably liberal and gay. And he was about to lose it. Even he thought it was ridiculous.
The way he said it, he goes, including bringing their mothers to class.
That was well said. Understatement of the year.
And he even, like, his face started changing when he was talking about how they got a pass to not be called on during class, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
because of
when
social
you
anxiety.
Have the,
can you imagine?
Yeah. No. This is why you go to that other Clown World clip where that 20-something-year-old girl is like, I hate waking up. I hate going to sleep. I hate working. I hate not working. I hate my life. I hate everything. I hate you. I hate me. And they just are so incapable of enduring anything, mm-hmm. even the good. It's weird.
They have no resilience, none whatsoever. And we bred that out of them when we helicoptered them when they're very little and wouldn't let them just go out and play and get dirty and fall down and come in scraped. You know, we had to arrange play dates.
You're right.
And arrange friendship and have them dressed just so, which I'm not opposed to that. But we we helicoptered it. We mowed all of the problems out of their way. And are we shocked that this is where we've ended up?
It gets to where you have some lady on the sidewalk saying that illegal immigrants should get priority over veterans.
That's right.
It's like, what? Veterans should fend for themselves. What?
And then back to Allison's point, but did she even know what a veteran was?
Which is not any better.
No.
It's
all
embarrassing.
Bad. It's bad.
But the way she talked, I'm like, there's no way you can double, triple down on your answer and actually know what a veteran is.
Yeah. No shame. or at least or she's so confident in her beliefs, and that maybe she was brought up in a school system that taught her that illegal immigrants were the priority over Americans, then she actually thought it was the right answer. I don't know. Veterans should fend for themselves. Like, what do you even? You should be medicated. Like, it's
What else was in it?
The last one was the Minneapolis police. I think he was the police chief, referring to ICE, saying that if Minnesota police officers see ICE taking away human rights, that they have the duty to intervene and stop it. Yeah. So pretty much encouraging Minnesota or Minneapolis police officers to go against ICE.
Great. Thank you so much. Now we all know where not to go.
I bet that girl lives in Minneapolis.
I think that was actually in Miami.
Well, her lack of clothing told me she was somewhere warm. You're right.
Although, have you seen the girls these days? It can be today's like 40 degrees.
And they...
Shirts are not their favorite.
Can't find their jackets.
Yeah. Or maybe they need a little more shirt, but that's okay. Yeah, so that was spectacular, JP. The Clown World montage has quickly become a favorite.
Lisa from Huntsville says, y'all, you could play that every day. It's not going to get old anytime soon.
It's so good.
Say less.
I mean, we might. It goes along with the Festivus. Are we going to be able to get to the Festivus for the rest of us?
We have to wait until next week.
Maybe we do. I don't know. We got to do Would You Rather.
It to Monday. Let's punt it to Monday.
Okay.
Because that's a, you know what, just plug that in for a Monday segment because it is a doozy.
And my sound effect awaits.
Clown world.
And look, and we dedicate that to my sister-in-law who loved The Fleecing of America. Well, guess what? Get ready. This is from last year.
Okay.
And the next one will come out the next week. Mm-hmm. We'll have that as well.
Was that Tom Brokaw?
Yeah.
Was that NBC? Remember?
Yeah. So we were an NBC News family.
Yeah, I bet. Did you watch the Today Show?
Oh, religiously.
Yeah. Till Matt Til Lauer. Hours.
Yeah, then.
Oh, that was awkward. That got weird fast.
Do you even know who Matt Lauer is?
No. He doesn't know.
He's typing.
No idea.
Typing it in. Oh, bless his heart.
Oh, yeah, this guy. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of disappeared, didn't he?
He did. But it was a good show up until then.
Al's still there. Man.
I'm going to refrain.
Al needs to eat a cheeseburger.
Go, Al.
He does.
Yeah.
I don't watch the Today Show.
Well, I don't either anymore. But anyway. All right, we'll take a break. We'll do Would You Rather. We'll wait on the Festivus. We almost did it all.
We tried so hard. And we really probably should watch that interview with Milo because I think it's worth discussing. It's really fascinating.
Oh, yeah. We didn't
Let's
get
do that
back
for
into
Monday.
That.
Oh, we didn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm plugging
we have
that
homework.
In. Yep.
What? A Christmas movie? Oh, What Fun. And Milo.
Yep.
Do the Christmas movie after Milo and Tucker.
Okay.
I think that's the plan. We'll be right back.